Hey, what's up, guys? Travis here. And if you've been following me or my story for any length of time, you know that I started a company called Guestio about a year and a half ago now. And one of the things that we are doing this year in 2022 is we're building a concierge program called the Fast Pass that allows you to get booked on top quality shows and platforms for the purpose of spreading awareness for your brand, grabbing attention, growing your credibility, your authority, et cetera, et cetera. And so if you are listening to this right now and you are a seven-figure plus entrepreneur and you have a budget to bring in traffic, attention, credibility, authority to your brand, then this might be a really great program for you. Just head over to travischappell.com/10K. Why 10K? Because we guarantee in this program that you're going to be able to speak in front of 10,000 people within 90 days. Okay, 10,000 people within 90 days. Imagine getting on a stage in front of 10,000 people to share your message, your story. Well, that's exactly what we are doing inside of this program through virtual stages like podcasts or virtual events or YouTube channels or blogs. You name it, we are working with it and we are trying to get you booked on those platforms. So travischappell.com/10x. There's a quick application there. And then right at the end of that application, it'll prompt you to set up a phone call where you'll jump on a call with me and we'll talk through whether or not you're a great fit for this program. Please act fast on this. Do not wait because we are only taking on one or two clients a week due to constraints with our team and the limited supply of high quality shows and platforms that are out there in the market. So if that's you and you're really wanting to explode your brand in 2022, head over to travischappell.com/10K, fill out the application, schedule a quick phone call, and you and I will chat really soon about whether or not this would be a great fit for you. Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon. Welcome back to the show. I believe that who you know is more important than what you know. If you agree, then keep on listening for tips on how to cultivate meaningful connections the right way. If you disagree, then tune in anyway to let me prove you wrong with my journey. My name is Travis Chappell, and this is the Build Your Network podcast. Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Freestyle Friday, where it's just me, you, and the mic. Guys, I'm really excited about this episode. I feel like I say that on every single episode now, but I honestly just get excited for all these episodes. So just gonna have to deal with it, man. I'm excited for today's episode. We're gonna talk about getting clarity for your future. And this is something that, don't turn this off, by the way, just because I said that, because a lot of people would hear that and go, oh, whatever, not a big deal. But this is a big deal and probably one of the biggest deals because most people just don't do it. And there's a good reason why it should be done. So before we get into that really quickly, if you want to learn how I build and maintain some of the relationships with the people that I have here on the show, then you're definitely going to want to check out a free live training that I do every single week and that you can find more on that over at travischappell.com/explode to sign up for that. It will be 100% free and it will be totally valuable. And we're going to teach a lot of just behind the scenes secret strategies for connecting and networking with people that you really want to connect and network with. So definitely check that out, travischappell.com/explode. Now, clarity is probably one of the most underrated exercises that anyone can do. And I think that people don't do it often enough. So even if you agree with me on that, even if you're like, oh yeah, totally, I get it, I understand. When was the last time that you did it? Ask yourself, seriously. When was the last time you sat down, looked at all your goals and made sure you were on track to still hit them and made sure that they were even the goals that you still want? I think this is something that should be done on a weekly basis, like every Sunday, every Monday, like one day a week where you take a day and you go, hey, you recalibrate, figure out, am I on track to hit my goals? And are these the goals that I even still want to hit? You want to know what the worst possible scenario is? The worst possible scenario is, let's say you're going on a hike. And you start on this hike, you get all your water, your food, you've been training for a few weeks, and you start on this hike on this big mountain. You start hiking up this mountain, you do the work, and it's painful, but you push through, and you get that feeling when you're finally close to the top. You get that second wind, because it's like, oh man, I'm about to accomplish a goal, I'm about to accomplish a dream of mine, and you get to the very top, and you should feel this feeling of like wonderment and amazement and excitement, but all you can feel is regret, because you look over and you realize that you're at the top of the wrong mountain. You look over at the top of another mountain and go, man, I should be on the top of that mountain. That was the one that I actually wanted to climb. That's the one that I wanted to get up. And it's the same exact thing with your goals for your life and your business. Too many people are chasing after something that other people have told them that's important, and they haven't even thought that it's important to them. So they do all the work. They put in the years of hard work and effort and sacrifice, and they finally get to the top of the mountain, and they realize, wow, this is the wrong mountain. I don't care about this. And so that's why having clarity is so important, because again, it's not just about recalibrating to figure out if you're on track to hit your goals. It's about asking yourself, are these goals that are important to me? And don't use this, by the way, like don't be one of those people that uses this as an excuse to cop out, like use it as an excuse to give up and quit on your dreams and goals because you're like, oh, you know, I just don't want it anymore. When really it's probably just because you haven't made enough progress and you realize it's going to take more work to get there than you thought it was going to. So don't use that as an excuse or a crutch, but I am saying like, think about it. And ask yourself that question honestly and be bold enough to answer it honestly.
This episode of the show is brought to you by Indeed. We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate is not to search at all. It's to match and match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need this platform, guys. I'm telling you, Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work and use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging candidates so you can connect with those people even faster. And it doesn't just help you hire faster. In fact, 93% of employers agree that Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And look, guys, one of the things that I wish I would have used Indeed for is this matching service. You can search and search and search and search and search all day long, but to actually be presented with quality candidates, like hiring a recruiter for you that's presenting people that has actually done the work to vet them and bring quality people in front of you, that work by itself is the fact that it's done by a software instead of like a team of high quality recruiters is pretty insane. So they leverage over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, which is why Indeed's matching engine is the best one that you can use. It's constantly learning from your own preferences. So the more you use it, the better it gets at doing the job for you. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility over at Indeed.com/Travis. Just go to Indeed.com/Travis right now and support this show by saying you heard about Indeed here on the podcast. Indeed.com/Travis. Terms and conditions apply. If you need to hire, you need Indeed.
So this episode of the Build Your Network podcast will be back in just a moment. But first, I want to tell you about our sponsor, Indeed. If you're hiring, you need Indeed because Indeed is the hiring partner where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. Indeed is the only job site where you're guaranteed to find quality applications that meet your must-have requirements or else you don't pay. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites hoping to find candidates with the right skills, you need one powerful hiring partner that can help you do it all. Indeed partners with you on every step of the hiring process. Find great talent through time-saving tools like Indeed Instant Match, assessments, and virtual interviews. With Instant Match, as soon as you sponsor a post, you get a short list of quality candidates with resumes on Indeed that match your job descriptions, and you can invite them to apply right away. Plus, you only pay for quality applications that meet your must-have requirements. I personally love Indeed. It makes it easy to hire great talent, and according to ComScore, Indeed is the number one job site worldwide. That's right, worldwide. So start hiring right now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/network. The offer is valid through March 31st. So what are you waiting for? Go to Indeed.com/network and claim $75 in free credit before March 31st. That's Indeed.com/network. Terms and conditions apply. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. This episode of the Build Your Network podcast is brought to you by Gusto, the all-in-one HR for growing businesses. You can get everything you need to hire, pay, manage, and support your hardworking team in one intuitive platform. You can automatically file and pay all state, local, and federal payroll taxes, do simple time tracking, time off requests, and more, and have access to a wide range of health and financial benefits, and direct access to certified HR experts. That's just a few of the amazing tools that you get with Gusto. And right now, you can get 3 months free when you run your first payroll. All you have to do is use the URL gusto.com/Travis. That's GUSTO.com/Travis. All right, let's get back to the show.
So here's just a couple of ways to use clarity in your life. So just every once in a while, take the time, sit down and ask yourself four questions here or four categories. So write these four categories down on a piece of paper. The first thing is the current status, the truth about where you are. Don't butter yourself up here. Self-awareness is one of the most important aspects in I think life, really. Like self-awareness, the ability to look at yourself and ask if you are where you want to be, and if you're not, where are you? Now, this is not a time to tear yourself down, because I think a lot of people use this as a tear yourself down activity where they just start bashing themselves for not being where they want to be. And I don't think that that's a profitable use of your time either. It's just the current status. It's the truth. Where am I right now? And in whatever it is, like in my fitness, in my health, in my finances, in my goals, like where am I currently on this path? Then number two, you're going to write down your 1 year goals. So number two is your 1 year goals. And I think that it's important to make sure that when you set your 1 year goals, that they're not goals that you're looking forward to, but set your 1 year goals in terms of you looking back on the next year. So don't ask yourself, hey, now, right now it's, you know, July of 2019. Do I want to be at this point in my life in July of 2020? Like, don't do that. I think put yourself in the mental space of July of 2020. Put yourself in the mental space and the physical emotional state of I'm really happy that I've fulfilled all my goals and my dreams this year. I'm really fulfilled that I met my purpose this year. I'm really like happy that everything went according to the way that I had it set up. And like think about, put yourself in that emotional state and now ask yourself what needs to happen. What will have needed to happen over the course of the previous year in order for you to be able to feel like that? And write out your goals that way. And I think that it's a really, a much better way of just writing out some random goals, because it'll give you a little bit better perspective on how to write those goals clearly. And again, this could be it for anything: health, fitness, career, finance, business, whatever it is, relationships even, you know, marriage, your relationship with your kids, whatever it is, write down those goals as a year from now, looking backwards.
What's up, everybody? Just wanted to take a quick second and give a shout out to my favorite new podcasting app, Himalaya. If you are not listening to podcasts on this app, you are definitely missing out. It's like a social media app, but for podcast listeners. Follow your go-to shows, like and comment on your favorite episodes, and download professionally curated playlists made just for you. So head on over to your App Store or Google Play Store, download Himalaya today, and then thank me later.
Number three, write down why these goals are important. Halfway through the year, 6 months later, you set good goals, you're on track to hit them, and you hit a snag. You hit a bump in the road. You hit an obstacle, a wall that you weren't expecting that you can't break through. When you go through those times, these are the reasons that you're going to keep pushing. These are the reasons that you're going to break through that wall. These are the reasons that are going to get you out of bed in the morning and keep you on track to hitting the goals and the targets that you set for yourself. Your why is going to be the most important part of this whole process. If you have a strong enough why, then you'll have a strong enough, you'll always find the how. If your why is strong enough, you'll find out the how. You'll figure out how to make it happen if your why is strong enough. So make sure that when, after you write down those goals, look back and go, okay, so now why are these goals important to me? And ask yourself that question at least three or four times. So don't just say, why is it important to me that I make money? It's just like, well, I like stuff. Okay, that's not a real why. Ask yourself, why do you like stuff? Well, you know, because it makes me feel good. Okay, why do you want to feel good? Oh, because when I grew up, I didn't feel good a lot. Okay, why was that? Ask yourself that question four or five times. Really, seven times is ideal, and get down to the real reason why you want something to be accomplished. And your why should be something that starts getting you a little bit emotional, that starts making you feel a certain type of a way. And if those whys are not doing that, then they're not going to be big enough for you to push past the times when it gets hard and difficult to keep doing what you're wanting to do. So make sure to write the current status, the truth about where you are, then write your 1 year goals as if it's a year from now and you're looking backwards on the previous year, and then write down why each of those goals are important for you to accomplish. And then lastly, write down the capabilities that you need in order to achieve those goals. So when you're writing out goals for yourself, it's important to understand and be self-aware enough to realize that maybe you are not the person at this juncture in life that's capable of reaching some of those goals. Now, it does not mean that you will never be that person. And that's precisely why I think it's important to write it down, because you sometimes need to make the journey to become the person that's able to achieve those goals. So you sitting here right now today, if you're running a business that has never broken the six-figure mark, if you're a solopreneur and you've never broken six figures, okay, right now, it would be impossible for you to run a profitable $1 billion company. It just would be impossible. You don't know what it takes. You're not that person. Okay. But it does not mean that you cannot become that person. That's the problem, is some people just make these goals that are just astronomically higher than what's possible for them to achieve in that period of time, because they're not the person that's capable of achieving those things. It doesn't mean that they will never be that person. And it actually is a lot of good news, because you can do things to improve yourself to become the person that's capable of doing that. So just understand your current state, understand where you're going, and then ask yourself, what capabilities do I need to achieve those? So if you're running a six-figure business and you're like, I for sure want to be a billionaire one day, then look at that goal and then set the timeline for that, and then look at the capabilities that you'll need in the meantime in order to reach that goal. Because look, if somebody's done it, you can do it. It's not rocket science. You can figure it out. If somebody has done it, you can do it. You just really need to understand and get clear on the capabilities that you are going to need to have in order to be able to become the person that can achieve the goals that you have set for yourself. So I hope that makes sense. Number one, write down your current status. Number two, write down your one-year goals looking backwards. Number three, write down why those goals are important. And number four, write down the capabilities that you need to achieve those goals. And then once you do that, do the same thing, but write down your 5 and 10 year goals. And then maybe depending on where you're at in life, your 20, 40, 60 year goals. Like write down, just have some fun with this, dream about the future and figure out, am I on the road to achieve what I want to achieve? Because sometimes you'll find if you start looking at like those 10 year goals and like put yourself in the position looking back, you'll realize that you're doing something right now because it makes sense right now, but it actually isn't leading you to where you want to be in 10 years from now. So you better change it soon, or else it's not going to put you on that path. Like for instance, when I started podcasting, I knew that it was a step backwards, meaning that I wasn't making as much money when I first started podcasting as I was in sales, in door-to-door sales. But I knew looking a decade in the future that I wanted to be a 7-figure podcaster. And if I didn't start on that trajectory at that moment, that I was probably just going to keep doing what I was doing in sales, even though that it made more sense in the meantime, meaning like right now I make more money. Right now I have a flexible schedule. Right now I don't have to use my free time to like record podcast episodes. Right now it makes more sense for me to not do this. But 10 years from now, looking backwards, I don't want to be doing what I'm doing anymore. I want to be doing something else. So I better start on that trajectory, or else like the ship's not going to end up at the destination. Like I'm trying to go to England and my ship's going to end up somewhere, you know, in Zimbabwe, because I never set the direction for where I actually wanted to end up. So make sure that you're honest with yourself and that you set some goals and understand why those goals are important to you, and then become the person that's capable of achieving those goals. Take some action and move toward them. And then, like I said, it's important to do this, you know, really often. The more clarity that you have in your life, I think there's a direct correlation to the amount of fulfillment and happiness that you have in life, depending on how much clarity that you have, because you don't want to end, especially at the end of your life. The worst, my worst fear is getting to the end of my life and realizing I climbed the wrong mountain, because now there's no time to fix it. So make sure that you're climbing the right mountain. Get some clarity. Thanks so much for tuning in. I hope to catch you guys next time. Remember to screenshot this episode, upload it to your Instagram story, tag me at Travis Chappell, and then check out everything that we're doing over on YouTube. You'll see a lot of really awesome interviews with some amazing guests over there, and you'll actually be able to see them in person and get some of that other aspect to this content. So that's at travischappell.com/YouTube. Thank you so much for tuning in. Catch you guys next time. Peace out. Well, that's it for today's show. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you'd like to learn more about how we've been able to get some of the guests to come on the show, I've created a totally free resource called Meet Your Hero. So if you'd like to connect with people you respect and admire that are difficult to reach, you're going to want to go to travischappell.com/hero to take action and start that training today. Have a wonderful rest of your day, and remember to leave every relationship better than you found it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.